T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
I mean, truly, when they stole the 2 Senate seats in Georgia, I really thought the country was done. And yes, they did steal them because of all the out-of-state voting that was allowed. Shame on you, by the way, if you return Brian Kemp down there in Georgia to the governorship. He oversaw it all. I thought we were done. Country done. And we're not. And the whole thing is hanging on Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. I really honestly on Susan Collins and Mitt Romney too. Because, I mean, if we have 2 defections, we're done on any of it. But the Senate Democrats failed to advance their election steal legislation. Would have almost completely outlawed voter ID. Every election would be Wild West after that. You'd never be able to figure out who voted or whether they were legally voters. It would be wild. Anybody who interacts with the government would be signed up to vote. So they do that to register the illegals to vote. And then you can't ask for ID. So, I mean, we would have de facto illegal voting by illegal immigrants, which is what they want. And it failed. 49-51. And one of those votes was Schumer switching his vote for procedural reasons. So it was really a one vote swing. Razor's edge. It would have allowed Democrats to manufacture and stuff ballot boxes, and we couldn't stop it. It would have federalized elections. I mean, total disaster. Total disaster. It also, by the way, would have given voting rights to felons. And we just barely dodged it. We would have a very hard time winning elections at the national level if that had passed. And we'd have a much, much harder time winning back Congress. They needed this ahead of the midterms so they could stuff the ballot boxes again. And what they're trying to do here, folks, is in the last election, what they did was suspend laws. You can't suspend laws. Legislatures can change them. But secretaries of states can't suspend laws. Judges can't just suspend laws because it's COVID. Oh, that's COVID. We won't have that law. No, you can't do that. But they did. Well, so they're looking for a way to do this again. And the way they're doing it is nationalizing elections and then going state by state and suspending laws that protect the integrity of the vote so they could cheat. So, I mean, we did dodge that. Absolutely dodge that. We're dodging the destruction of the filibuster right now. You won't recognize this country if they get rid of the filibuster. I mean, we've been talking about this on the Battleground podcast. You see the crime in L.A. and San Francisco? Oh, that's coming to your town. The filibuster is the only thing holding that back. I mean, the BREATHE Act frees all federal prisoners within 10 years. It allows people to sue police officers personally. These aren't being police officers left. They need sovereign immunity to protect them. Or they literally can't afford to do the job. Not personally. They can't do it. I mean, all of that literal chaos that you would see in the street, it's being held back by 1-2 votes. It is unbelievable to watch it. The damage I thought they would have done by now. It's like a miracle, honestly. Just hanging by a thread. We are so incredibly lucky. So incredibly lucky. Check out yesterday's Battleground America. It's called The Wild West Returns. And it's about what's happening in blue areas. I focused a lot on this yesterday and what will continue to happen if the filibuster is allowed to be removed. They want to make sure there's no escape from blue states, that it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to live in chaos.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.